Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now listen, friends, here's something very vital. You're going to hear me say it again and again. Our people here at the church and people that joined with us by internet, regulars, there's a couple of things I'm going to instruct you to stop using in your vocabulary and to begin saying it a different way, because it has to do with mind renewal. I want you to stop talking about giving to the church. I want you to stop talking about giving to preachers or giving to missionaries or giving to the church. I want you to replace it with talking about giving to the Lord. This is big. This is no small thing. This is a big thing. So much of what happens in churches is horizontal. It's this. Man to man. Man looking at man. Man giving to man. It's not okay. Amen. And that's why people feel like that they can get irritated when it's offering time, and they can get upset, and they can do this and that because of that. I'm tired of hearing that preacher talk about that. Forget about the preacher. Amen. Well, the church is always needing this and needing that. You don't hear us begging, but forget about the church. Amen. You and the Lord. Amen. What about your giving to the Lord? Are you with me now? Amen. This is the issue. People want to make it something else. They want to do anything they can to wiggle out of this. But this is the bottom line. What about your offerings to the Lord? How many understand that, you know, as far as me looking at you personally, your offerings to the Lord is not really my business. My offerings to the Lord is not really your business. Right? And so I ought not be judging you about whether you're doing good or you're doing bad or what you're doing. That's between you and the Lord. And you ought not be judging me. Right? About what I'm doing. Because it's between us and the Lord. But there's so many people who do nothing. Millions and millions of Christians, they do nothing, and that's why they get upset when it's talked about. Did you hear me? That's why they get upset, because they don't do anything. And the light is showing up their lack of commitment and their lack of love. You're going to see it crystal clear in this story. Are offerings important? Oh, I knew they were, but as I get into this, I'm thinking, well, you didn't really know. 1,000+ references in the Bible. And the Lord's instruction, continuous stream. It's not just Old Testament, all the way through. We just read in the New Testament, why are we made a holy priesthood unto God? Offer up. Not just doing something in the natural, but spiritual. Sacrifice. How many understand you can bring money in your hand, or you can bring an object in your hand, or a song in your mouth, but it can be a spiritual offering. It's supposed to be spiritual. When it comes from your heart and it's in faith, then it is. Everything takes on a higher application. The Bible said that they brought these to the Lord. Said out loud, my offerings are not to man. They're to the Lord. They're to the Lord. I've had people refuse offerings from me. And they didn't know it, but they aggravated me. They never knew it. I stayed cool. But it aggravated me. You might say, why? Well, because of their ignorance. I didn't start this yesterday. I could make a mistake like anybody else, but I endeavor to be led. And a lot of times, by the time that I get to the place where I've committed to do something, I've looked at it, I've searched my heart, I've prayed, and believe it's the direction of the Lord. I wasn't just giving to them. They were receiving it. Amen. But I was giving it
to the Lord.
And by them saying, no, I can't receive that. One fellow told me, he said, no, that's too nice. I don't want something that expensive. Because he had a problem with prosperity. Did you hear me?
Yes.
He had a problem. He didn't want anybody seeing him have something that they knew cost that much money, irrespective that he didn't pay a penny for it. What would people think? You know, there's something more important than what people might think. It's what the Lord knows. Is he pleased? See, I'm telling you, so much of what happens with money and offerings is man to man. Person, human to human. It's not vertical. That's why you've heard us time after time. We bring our offerings, and what do? We hold them up. I say, don't look at us. Don't look at the church. We're giving to who? Our giving's to the Lord. But that must become more real to us. Much, much, much more. And if somebody says, no, they believe they're directed of the Lord to sow something to you, many times you'll have to humble yourself to receive it. But realize that these things are holy. And if the Lord really dealt with them to do it, even if you don't think you wanted it, there's more going on here than this. Did you hear me? Are you going to deny them sowing to the Lord? People do. They have. Again, because of ignorance and pride. Number of things. Both of them brought their offering to the Lord. Everybody say, to the Lord.
To the Lord.
To the Lord. But there's no description of Cain's offering. Just said he brought some stuff. Right? That's all it said. He brought some stuff. Now, some people try to say, well, what happened is Cain brought vegetables and stuff, and he should have brought a blood sacrifice. I don't see that. Nothing is said about sacrifice for sin. They didn't have any revelation of the law or any of that. No, it just said they brought a what? An offering. Well, that's Cain's occupation. Right? So that's certainly reasonable. I mean, it'd be foolish to suppose they had any currency or that they had any money. This was their substance. He had crops. Abel had sheep. So he brings his crops, but his crops were nothing to write home about of what he brought, I'm saying. His offering was nothing remarkable. It was nothing outstanding. It was just some vegetables. And by reason of it not being on his description, it must not have been the first. It must not have been the best. So what would it have been? If it wasn't the first and it wasn't the best, what was it? Seconds. Leftovers. Right? It wasn't his best. Right? He just brought something. Oh, but Abel. We already know which sheep Abel got. Yeah, y'all know. Abel looked across his herds, and it was time to prepare his offering. There's no church, but there's God. He realizes God made him. He realizes God gives him his every breath. He realizes that his prosperity and his sheep multiplying and being healthy and being spared from predators and all that, he realizes that's God's blessing. And it's time to prepare his offering. So he's looking for the Lord's sheep. Huh? And he looked over at Ray Ray, and he's a good sheep. But you know, he's not exactly symmetrical. I mean, he's... And he looked over here at boo-boo, and she's a good sheep, but she's got a little flaw here. And he looking over, and then he saw Fluffy. He saw a Fluffy is perfection. Fluffy is, you look in the dictionary by sheep, and Fluffy's picture is there. Fluffy is what every sheep wants to be. Beautiful color, beautiful symmetry, beautiful everything, beautiful perfect development. And Fluffy, of course, how many understand that's the most expensive one? At your best. At your breed stock. Right? And it was not just the best, it was the first. I'm going to say something here that you may have to think about, and I'm going to give you some more input later on, but nothing is said about tithes in this passage. This passage does not deal with tithes. Somebody said, well, the first fruit. No, a first fruit is not a tithe. Now, there was a time many years ago I thought it was. But don't be concerned. I'm going to give you probably 100 scriptures for it before it's over with. Not necessarily today. But this is not a tithe passage. Tithe means tenth. First fruit's a different word and different instruction and different passages. What does first fruit mean? First one. Of the first ones. This was not just one of the best sheep he had. It was the first or one of the first fine sheep he ever had. Did you hear me? The first one. And not just the first one, the best. And he brought Fluffy to the Lord. And the Lord looked at Cain's offering. And he looked at Abel's offerings. Does the Lord care about offerings?
Yes.
He could have easily told them, boys, I don't care about this stuff. This is just material stuff. I don't care about it. Just take it home. Don't do this no more. If he'd have wanted to say that, he could have. He didn't. Instead, he gave us another 1,000 verses on the subject. And it was a deal. It was a big deal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The First Offerings, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102A. That's R1102A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.